Good morning, listeners. This is Carolyn Yeager's Revisionist Report, Wednesday, June 29th, and I'm Carolyn Yeager. You know, June 29th is usually an eventful day in any year, and there's a few pieces of news I want to bring to your attention. One is on some possible mischief being planned for our power grid. There's a link that I'm going to give you that you can go and read about it. I really don't know how valid it is. This story is, whether it really amounts to anything, but it is www.jimstonefreelance.com/grid.html. I'll repeat that, www.jimstonefreelance.com/grid.html. And I imagine if anybody's Googling power grid, blah, blah, this morning, they'll come across that. Now there is. I'm going to go to the. It talks about what's in an AP article, which I just brought up, and this is on Yahoo. And there's a picture of the on this AP article on Yahoo that is very interesting to me. If you happen to get that same picture, there's a. It's showing a UPS delivery man, with pushing a cart full of boxes and pulling another cart of boxes. And he's walking in front of all these clocks with all the different time zones. And he's dressed in a dark blue uniform, and he's got his head shaved. And he looks every bit like a concentration camp inmate, you know, because I've been talking about Dennis Abbey the last 2 days and the camp there at Monowitz, and the way he talks about how everybody looked and so on. And if this guy was wearing a striped uniform and he's doing the kind of work that they did, although they insist they had to carry everything by hand, but I can't imagine why they wouldn't have had some carts. But, you know, he's doing kind of a menial labor, and he's dressed in a uniform, and, you know, with his head shaved, he's kind of a thin-looking guy. We have to say that a lot of people are living lives that aren't much different, but the thing is they get paid a paycheck, and that supposedly makes all the difference. All right. Well, that's just a comment I wanted to make. Now, item number two this morning is that the Greek Parliament passed the austerity bill, leading the way for the next installment in their multi-billions loan. Now, in my opinion, this is money, mostly German taxpayers' money, thrown away to pay off the bondholders and kick the can down the road because, again, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many people, Greece will eventually default and be out of the EU. So, but they can't bring themselves to admit that. They can't deal with that. They can't face it. I mean, the entire EU. So since they passed the bill, their austerity agreement. They will get the money, and we will see what happens. All right, the third item, is that Iran's Ahmadinejad is a little bit in the news again, once again making comments about what is wrongly labeled the Holocaust at a conference 2 days ago. This is one in which he simply says that if the black box of the 9/11 incident and Holocaust were opened, then some of the truth would be exposed, but the United States does not allow this. I'll continue with that. I think it's break time, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager. I've just discovered something. The noise that I was complaining about yesterday is now the kind of a background, not a static, but kind of a background, a little bit of a something, is there again. And that's because I just turned up my speaker volume on Skype. And when I had it, where I had it before, I don't hear any of this kind of background. It's very faint, but it kind of distracts me and bothers me because I'm sensitive to sounds. So, but then I didn't hear my music well enough. You know, I could barely hear it. And I noticed that was, because I had turned it down and I noticed that. So I just turned it up and now I hear the music much better and I hear the commercials louder, but I also kind of have this little noise, but I'll see how this goes. It's my Skype program. It's, you know, it has to do with Skype. It doesn't have anything to do with RBN, I guess. So, on that, I was talking about Ahmadinejad and this conference. It was a conference among Muslim leaders, and among the participants was the Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. But the only one who brings up Holocaust and 9/11 is Ahmadinejad. He's the good guy in my opinion, and I'm not so sure about the rest because, in my opinion, the Muslim community does not help us out with those of us who are concerned about Holocaust. They do talk about 9/11 because they're accused of it, but they don't then turn and talk about how Holocaust, but in the same way. Now, but let me point out what Ahmadinejad said. I already said he said that those who believe that the goal of 9/11 was to revive the Zionist regime, there are those who believe that the goal of 9/11 was to revive the Zionist regime, reinforce stability in the region, divert U.S. public opinion from the poor economic state in terms of reference and benefits. 9/11 is very similar to the Holocaust. He says this. Then he says, no, that's the new one. I didn't repeat what I said before. He talked about the black box and the 9/11 incident. But he says 9/11 is very similar to the Holocaust. He, you know, he goes after what's called the Holocaust, and I really, really like him for that. And that's just the latest from him, which this is on a Jewish site, Ynet, which, you know, they record everything that he says like that to make it as a mark against him. Okay, that was the third thing. Okay, now I want to note that sometimes I misspeak. I do it more than I used to, so I'm not used to it, but I have noticed that I do it when I listen to my broadcast. I hear once in a while I will hear a word that's entirely wrong, and I'll say, "Oh my," you know, and I didn't realize it as I was saying it. Sometimes I do, and I just pass it by, and other times I don't. And this one I didn't. I said yesterday that I called Avi's type of book, you know, or the books I was talking about, Avi's and Cowards and the Dodd book, a Holocaust revisionist book, which is nothing could be further from the truth. It's a Holocaust survivor book. So if you hear me use a word that doesn't fit with what you know I generally believe and what you think I would be saying, you can make the adjustment you would feel would be correct. Because, you know, I do now have a tendency to misspeak sometimes. I don't do it a lot, but I do it some. Now, on that note, I want to add that I have vowed to stop saying Holocaust and use the word expulsion instead. And the reason for that is that I certainly do not believe that there was anything that can be called a Holocaust that took place during World War II. Well, there are. There are, but what is called the Holocaust, I think, cannot be called a Holocaust at all. And I say it was basically an expulsion. Of course, it also included concentration camps. But I'm going to stick with this, and I'm going to note that Holocaust fits in some instances, maybe. Like if I'm talking about Holocaust revisionism, I think I would need to say Holocaust revisionism because that's what I want to revise. But if I say expulsion revisionism, I'm not wanting to revise expulsion, except that there is some revision needed in that too. So I have to think that through. I might be able to say expulsion revisionism. Today I'm going to talk about false memory syndrome. A listener wrote to me yesterday recommending I look into this as an explanation for Holo survivor stories. And it was a very good idea. He sent some information, which I read, and I put together a little bit more. And this also ties in beautifully with the AV material I've been talking about for the past 2 days. I wanted to kind of go off from that because I don't know I don't know exactly who my listeners are. And I don't want to alienate listeners right off the bat by talking about things that they're not interested in. Maybe more will get interested in it, but I want to vary things. But this false memory syndrome has everything to do with Holocaust and with what I was talking about the last 2 days. So we're moving along in a smooth way here. Now, I just made a couple notes here that Elie Wiesel, who I'm quite familiar with and know quite a lot about him, his whole shtick is about memory. You know, he never gives a $25,000 speech at some Jewish banquet or other that he doesn't go into cryptic references, or not so cryptic, about the importance and high value of memory. Memory is his whole thing, and I'll talk a little more about that later on, if I have time. Now, Dennis Avey probably believes that it really was the way he is remembering it, you know, and of course I was questioning, and I do question probably a whole lot of his memories. And we find that memory needs to be questioned and can be questioned. So now, based on his memory, he is a hero, something he always wanted to be. But it's all based, really, on his memory, and he tries. They try real hard to make connections in the real world to it. Okay, it looks like I might have a couple of callers already. I have a couple of minutes to go here before the break, so we will take Roy from Michigan. Hi, Roy.
Good morning. One of the things that you mentioned there was about the 911. Prior to the actual 911 event, They had attempted to take and knock those towers down before that, and it all came out in court that the FBI was the main conspirator in that thing. But that's not the reason that I called. There's another, looks like another planned event with these nuclear facilities. This morning on the news, they're saying at Alamos that they're threatened with a fire, and they have a huge amount of radiation there stacked. They even showed pictures of some of the barrels. And to not move them out of there seems like another potential planned event. The other nuclear facilities, which are that are under threat of flood, and they were before the flood even happened, could not take and move those spent rods out of there. When this event does happen, all I'm trying to communicate is that you'll know this was not an accident. This is a planned event, just like everything that they do. And there's no question about it. It's, otherwise, it's
okay,
totally,
this is at what facility did you say?
At the Alamos facility, they're saying that the fire is moving in on it, and it's under threat.
Alamos in New Mexico?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And they're saying that the flood threat to the other facilities is, there without question. The one is already being flooded right now, but there's six other ones which are under threat. And they knew before they ever blew that dam that this was going to happen, that they were under threat of the flood. They knew that the flood was going to come, and they did not move all of those spent rods back out of there to take and to minimize the hazard.
Okay.
And that tells me that it's just like everything that they do. It is a planned event, and we know that they want to reduce the population here, and this will be an excellent way for them to take and to do it and have the people, just like they have been all along, dumbing down to who these guys are and what their agenda is. But
well,
anyway.
I have to admit that I am not paying attention to these. All this news about and stories and blogs and so on about the nuclear power plants. Since I've got so many things to cover and keep up with, and I figure I know there's a lot of people like yourself that are following that. I get emails about it from people who are following it. So I hope they're on the they're watching out for all of that. So thank you for that information, and let's see if we can get. Who do we have here? Lee on the line. Hi, Lee.
Madam. Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
First of all, let me say, please don't take any offense in what I'm about to say.
All right.
But I'm the kind of person that when I'm first introduced to somebody, I like to do my research and find out exactly who they are, where they come from, and what they stand for. So my question is, after some research, I discovered that in 2007, you were the Texas state leader of the neo-Nazi American National Socialist Workers Party, and you also, during that time, you assumed the position of the assistant editor for that magazine, the National Socialist, in which you were quoted as praising Hitler, advocating supremacy of the Aryan race. And then on June 13, 2011, on the Heretics Hour, you read extensively from Heinrich Himmler. And in this same show, you advocated people who are not useful members of society should be rounded up and put in concentration camps. Is this truly what you believe, madam?
Okay.
I'll leave it at that, and I'll listen off air.
Yes, let's take the break. We're at our break.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Because I didn't interrupt Lee, I let the program kind of ran over the commercial. The break didn't start in time, so we're a little bit off here. I guess they'll make it up when the next one starts. So this will be a little bit of a short segment, probably. I have no problem. I have no problem defending my own beliefs, and so I guess on today's program, instead of some of what I was going to talk about, I guess I'm going to be answering this question about my past. And I would wonder what Lee's beliefs are. I don't have too much trouble figuring that out, probably. And that I'm not on the same side as he is something that I would never deny. Yes, in 2007, and it's not a secret, I did become attracted to what this person named Bill White was doing on the internet with his programs. And I was particularly attracted because I was interested in National Socialism and had been learning a lot about it. And I was attracted to this radio show he had. You see, I like radio and I listen to radio. And he had a good show going where he usually had this fellow named Jarl. That was a pseudonym for a guy named Robert something. I forget his last name now, but where they were talking about different issues in a very intelligent and knowledgeable way. And I thought it was just great. And I looked him up on the web and so on, and I saw what he had going on there. And then I wanted to support what he was doing. And I thought, well, a way to support it would be to just join and pay dues, because, I didn't particularly want to, I didn't know want to donate money, or I didn't want to. I thought, well, if I just join and pay some dues, that would be supportive. And that truly is what I was thinking at the time. I had no intention of getting involved, but I was very interested. But then he's a very persuasive guy. And they had a forum and so on. I got on there. And he was looking for a Texas state leader, and he asked me about it. I said, oh, no, I didn't. I was not that type. I wouldn't be, you know, a leader of this or anything. And then he kind of made out like I was afraid to stand up for what I believed in. And, well, I fell for all that. And I said, well, I would just do it as holding the place. You know, I'm not going to really be a leader. I'm not going to go traveling around Texas or, you know, trying to drum up anything. But I'll just hold it. He was trying to show that he had leaders in all the as many states as possible. Well, you know, I was not known at that time. I didn't think anybody would ever know me. And I really did want to stand up for what I believed, to some degree. And I did like it. I liked it. I liked the people there. I liked everything. So I agreed to do that. And so next thing, but what I did like was the magazine, along with the radio programs. He was putting out a magazine. And I liked the magazine. And I like working with magazines. As you know, I've become, that was my first writing that I started doing, was for that magazine. And so when he said, I wrote something for the magazine. And then his assistant editor quit or something, and I said I would do that. And it was mostly copy editing. You know, I was just going through all the articles that were sent, that were going to be published, and editing them. I'm a very good editor. And so I was doing that, and then I started writing my own article every month, until a point came several months later. I was only in that organization for a few months. And then a point came where I found myself disagreeing with people and disagreeing with Bill White and his procedures and the way he was going about things. He was, you know, I was seeing him in a different light, and also he was, I think, behaving very badly. And I no longer wanted to be a part of it, and I eventually quit. And that was the story of my association with the National Socialist Workers' Party. So there you go. And, I don't know why we haven't come to a break. I think they're letting me go on. No, we haven't come yet. Okay, now, according to my, he just said we're not there yet. All right, I have a hard time watching the clock and talking at the same time. Now, according to my commentary, where I quoted Heinrich Himmler, and I did make the offhand statement because I'm quite free, I speak quite freely in that arena in which I was speaking there. I was quoting Heinrich Himmler as talking about how they needed to put all the communists in Germany at that time who were trying to disturb everything and overthrow the government, you know, who were totally against the government. They were communists. He said that's what he was talking about. And he said, it's a good thing we put them all in concentration camps. Otherwise they would have been committing all sorts of trouble for us, you know, for the people and the German people and for us. If we hadn't. And I says, gee, you know, I think putting people who are not being useful members of society in a camp is a good idea, but I should have said work camp. And he was using the term concentration camp, so I did too. But what I mean is work camps, and I don't think that's a big problem, truthfully. I'll go on with that later. Bye. Until when I come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, once again for our long segment. Now, I will continue. I was commenting on what I had said about the Himmler quote that I read. And I want to go on with that because that's important. You know, Himmler, I think I got across what Himmler was saying. And he was using the word concentration camp. So when I commented, and it was quite a short comment, but I said, I was being, maybe a little flip, but not totally in this particular broadcast I was doing. And I said, well, I don't remember, something like, I think that's a good idea. We could put people who were not useful, not making a useful contribution to society, we should put them in, or we might put them in concentration camps or something like that. But I would say work camps. What I'm talking about is people. Well, you know, right now today, ladies and gentlemen, we have how many people in the United States in prison? I think we have the highest rate of people in prison of any Western nation in the world. And I'm not saying that we don't have to incarcerate. Now, I don't think Lee would complain about that at all. I don't think he would deny that these people, that we need to put people, incarcerate people who are causing trouble, breaking the law. And we have plenty of people now who are considered terrorists for this particular government in the U.S. who are being persecuted or in one way or another because they don't go along. They kind of set them up so they can see them as really serious terrorists, even if they might not be. But we do have such things in the world. And so I'm saying that it would be better to put people into work camps than into these prisons. What do they do in these prisons? These prisons are just places of horror. You know, work camps are out in the open. They're run differently, and people are actually doing some productive work. And they work at rehabilitating them and re-educating them and so on and changing their views, which isn't always very successful. But anyway, that's the idea. So I don't see anything wrong with work camps because I don't think, and even for people who are habitually on welfare, people who are not useful, by which I mean not productive, you know, why are we support? We are supporting now millions of people in this country who have gotten so lazy and just think that someone owes them a living because they were born and they're alive. And yeah, I think we ought to question that. I think there are better ways to go about it. And I think that we could learn something from National Socialist Germany, perhaps, along those lines, because we're not doing very well ourselves in this area. So that's my comment about what I said about the concentration camps. All right. I think that I will just drop this for now unless somebody wants to bring it up again or has more to say about it or has more questions. And I'm going to go on to what I had wanted to say is that about false memory syndrome. A listener wrote to me yesterday recommending I look into this as an explanation for the Holo survivor stories. And it was a very good idea. He sent some information, which I thought that, well, this is just perfect for today's show. And then I looked up some more things on my own, and I've got some material here, which I might not get through. But if you want to call about it, you're welcome to do so at 1-800-313-9443. False memory syndrome. Okay, you know, it's about memory. Elie Wiesel's whole shtick, and, you know, I said I was going to say a little bit more about Elie Wiesel. I think I had not come to this yet, had I? Maybe I already said this. If I did already say this. All right, I got thrown off base there. So what is false memory syndrome? A condition, here's a definition. A condition in which a person's identity and interpersonal relationships are centered around a memory of traumatic experience, which is objectively false, but in which the person strongly believes. Well, it can be totally false, or it can be that you're just not, you remember it differently than it really was, which is more what I'm going to be talking about today. Note that the syndrome is not characterized by false memories as such. I should have left that out. We all have memories that are inaccurate. Okay, this is the point. Our memories are inaccurate. When we, you know, I used to have a very, very good memory, and I depended on my memory. If I remembered something, and I knew it was right, and it always seemed to be when I was young, up to a certain age. I think it kind of goes along with your eyesight. You know, when people with good eyesight, when it starts to go with a small type, and then just kind of goes on and on from there, where things get, you know, first it's a little tiny type, and then it keeps going. Well, I think memory happens that way, because at some point I realized that I was insisting that what I remembered was correct, and then I found that it wasn't, and it shocked me in the beginning. I thought, well, how could it be that, you know, how could I remember that wrong? And as that happened a little bit more often, I finally have come to the conclusion, a few years ago probably, that no, I can't depend on my memory. I can't depend on it anymore. I could when I was younger, but it just isn't, you know, I embarrass myself if I would say, oh, I know it was this way I remember, and then I find that it wasn't. So my memory is all full of holes now, and this is something that we can apply to Holocaust. So another comment here that I have, memory does not work like a videotape recorder. There's just no button to push or no pill to take that can guarantee historically accurate memories. Memory is constructive. That is, people take bits and fragments of recollections from the past and use them to reconstruct a narrative that makes sense to them in the here and now. Memory gaps get filled in with new information mixed with old, and it becomes impossible to separate the two. Again, the truth or falsity of a memory cannot be discerned in the absence of external corroboration. That is why the Holocaust industry and the Holocaust so-called truth is based on so much on witness testimony and memory. And a lot of these people remembered it many, many years later, a whole lot of them. And Dennis Avey is an example of that. He waited until he was 89 or in his over 85 to start talking about what happened to him back when he was in his 20s, in his early 20s. And, you know, what do you think happened over that period of time? Well, what we call embellishments, but he may believe it, you know, and that's, I'm going to go into that after I do a little bit more introduction here. Now, here's a statement by Robin Dawes, PhD. She wrote a book, Rational Choice in an Uncertain World, came out in 1990. This is just one sentence. We quite literally make up stories about our lives, the world, and reality in general. Often it is the story that creates the memory rather than vice versa. And Elie Wiesel speaks of this, which I'm going to point out in a minute, because, you know, we come upon stories or we think about our own story, and then we think that we actually remember it. Or, you know, we have stories that we pick up from here and there, and then we believe that, well, yes, that's our story too. This might seem a little far-fetched, but it actually, over time, you know, it works this way. So I need to go into a little bit more on this. And I took a lot of this from a website, the first part of it, from a website that's www.fm. Oh, I've got this so small I can't even read it. I have to enlarge it. FMSF Online. FMSF Online, one word, .org, and then / FMS, FFAQ, which is, you know, frequently asked questions, .html. Anyway, it's a pretty nice one, but you know, they're talking basically about the syndrome that started taking place in the 80s when, with child abuse, and all of these children and young people and older people were delving into their memories, seeking, children were accusing people, they were sort of encouraged to, but older adults were delving into their memories, often with the help of therapists and so on, seeking to, because they thought, well, the problems that I'm having, it must be from child abuse when I was young, because that became kind of the big thing going on. And then they started remembering things that their mother or their father or some relative or something, you know, sexually abused them. And then the therapist would support them in that. And then they would accuse them. And all this was going on, doing terrible things to these families. And very often, probably more often than not, these were false memories. And I know that at a certain time in my life, I remember all that going on. And I could have done that had I not had enough sense to realize that what I seemed to be having kind of a vague memory of something that happened not with my parents, but that it was probably a mixed up memory. You know, it wasn't really a memory. It was kind of an image, but it was probably combined, something that came from also somewhere else and a few things mixed together that sort of came into my mind at that time. So it's very, we cannot depend on our memory. We really can't, even if we're sincere and we're not trying to just fool people. In many cases in Holocaust, people don't question themselves at all. They just say whatever they feel like and they don't care. They don't care to really think hard about how true it is, because part of it is true. Maybe they were there and then they start reading about what other people said about it. And then they say, oh yes, I remember that. Well, we know that happens on the witness stand. We know people are when the defense starts questioning them, their whole story falls apart and so on. So this is a really important part about it, because on the other hand, now what's happening in the Holocaust business, if I might call it that, is that they are now encouraging children of Holocaust survivors, and there's an awful lot of survivors. That's another thing to talk about, an awful lot of survivors they're encouraging their children and their grandchildren even to search in their own feelings and memories and so on and find how they have been so affected by living with their survivor parents that they too qualify as being survivors. And therefore, they too qualify for compensation from the German government and anybody else that they can find. The Americans, now they're going after the Americans in a big way. I've got some, I've got material on so many new groups that they're going after, saying that, you, as I said, I think I said yesterday or the day before that this, the POWs, the British POW organizations, decided in the late 90s or in the, maybe it was after 2000, I think, that they now deserved compensation from the German government because they were, they say they were slave laborers while they were POWs. And I said that they would get it. Well, I'm going off the track a little bit here. There's a part here that says, why would someone remember something so horrible if it didn't really happen? Well, forces in our cultural climate nurture belief in victimhood. Victims are now rewarded. And this is part of what I was even talking about, or it could be, when I was saying that all these people on welfare are people who are not productive, who think that they should be taken care of because they exist. This is part of this. You know, they're victimized by one thing or another, and therefore they feel that they don't have to, be responsible anymore. This is trumpeted in popular books, this victimhood thing, and on television talk shows and in the movies and in novels. These forces prepare people to accept the possibility that they were victims. So, you know, we've got more victims now than anything else, which is making things quite unbalanced in the world and in our particular society. After the belief has been nurtured by these social forces, now I wrote this kind of based on some things I read and I changed it. After this belief has been nurtured by societal forces, it may be activated when a person encounters others who hold strongly to this belief system. You know, if you start hanging out with people who have all this victimhood status really set strongly in their whole group think, then you're going to join into that. So in order to fit into this group, the person may work to remember what he or she thinks is a trauma memory in order to gain prestige within the group and be a part of the group. And we have big groups like this. And we have a Holocaust survivor groups, and people get, Jewish people go and live nearby in these areas where they have strong, often their retirement areas, where they have strong Holocaust survivor groups. And then they say, well, gee, I've got a story too. And they remember theirs, and they start, sometimes they even write books, and then even the books get published, and you never know, or they're on websites. There's hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of blogs wherein people are telling these stories. And they get very far out, I can tell you. Now, so I say in Holocaustianity, though, this can also be for political reasons. And it is. And so to effectively place blame on the opposing political side. And so we have the people who are, you know, sincerely deluded about themselves or just want to get prestige and attention. Or we also have the political manipulators who know exactly what they're doing because they're in a contest with the other side and they want to win. And this is a very effective way to keep their main argument in place. Here's something from psychoheresy-aware.org. People do not generally remember every word said in a conversation, though they may remember certain parts, nor do they remember every detail or fact. In comparison to the entire event, they only recall a few facts that were significant. Then, as they remember, they fill in those details that seem to make sense and complete the picture of what Dr. Elizabeth Loftus calls probable inferences. Now, Elizabeth Loftus is kind of considered an expert on this area of false memory. And I'll continue with the little bit I have from her when we come back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager, and I was going to quote Elizabeth Loftus. I think, let me get in the right place here. Did I? She said, I didn't finish this, but she said that people do not generally remember every word said in a conversation. They only recall a few facts that were significant. Then they fill in those details that seem to make sense and complete the picture with what Loftus calls probable inferences. Now, then she says, I'm kind of skipping around here, we supply these bits and pieces largely unconsciously, most of us. Some are doing it consciously, but we supply it if they have a political motive. But normally, we supply it unconsciously to round out fairly incomplete knowledge. So it seems to us that what we have is a correct memory, while it may be and often is incorrect in parts. So then she also says, speaks of creativity in remembering. You know, remembering is a creative process. Somewhere else it said it was a constructive process. You know, we're constructing our memories and we're creating when we remember it partly. So it's not exactly the way we think it is. And again, she's I've got here creating false memories highlighted. And something else I have highlighted is that some of this in a test. Okay, here's a, I'm not going to give this little example. I'll do this tomorrow because I want to make a little say something before the end of the program. But to end this little part, we include incorrect information with correct information. This is common and very, very typical. Unless you're young and you're talking about something that you really can remember exactly. Through this and other experiments, researchers have demonstrated that when false information is introduced, the memory can be altered. That is, you can even change your memories. I mean, you might have a memory, and if false information is introduced, that memory can be altered. I'm going to go on with this tomorrow. Right now, I want to get back to what the caller Lee was saying, and I need to affirm that I take my First Amendment freedom of speech seriously. You know, as an American, I know I'm one of the few in the world who can really speak my mind, and I intend to do it for as long as I can. And I have always been outspoken somewhat, but I have in the last 10 years or so decided that I have, you know, brought myself to that place much more strongly, and to where now I'm on the radio and I'm speaking, I'm saying things that I believe. And so naturally, there are going to be a lot of people who disagree. But I think that we need to say, as long as we can do it, and we need to defend our freedom of speech and guard it with our with everything we have, and we need to not be intimidated by those who would try to present us as not quite exactly the way we are in the worst light that they can. But also we should not be intimidated to, be intimidated to deny who we are, what we believe, and what we have said in the past because somebody is attacking us over it. So let's not do that. I don't do that. I'm not going to do that. And I'm more than happy to explain my beliefs to anybody who wants to know about them. Thank you very much for listening today, ladies and gentlemen, on this June 29th, which happens to be a very special day for me. And I will be with you tomorrow. Please join me then. Bye now.
The next round of the